Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, love. Simple word, four-letter word. Sometimes it is hard to do. Oh, it's easy sometimes to love your family members. Sometimes. Unfortunately, sometimes there are family members who do not get along, constantly fighting or ignoring one another. Love. How can we love? How are we able to love? Is that something that we just naturally do? No, it's not. We're able to love because God first loved us. Without God's love of us, we would not be able to love anybody. Anybody at all. People would be married, probably, maybe, but it wouldn't be because of love. It would be for other reasons. Love one another, Jesus tells us. You know, last week, the gospel reading was just preceding this week's gospel reading from the 15th chapter of John. And it was, "Abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches," Jesus says. "Abide in me, and I will abide in you." Abide in him. How do we abide in Jesus? We keep his commandments and do what he wants us to do. And that is to love one another. And we should do so. We should do so at all times with all people. Here within ourselves. But one another does not mean just the people we are sitting with today. Or the people that we are at home with. Or the people right around where we're at all times. It means everybody. Yeah, even your enemies. Love one another. Not always easy to do, and without God's help, we would not be able to do that at all. Ah, but it's good. I'm preaching to the choir. I know that because you're in church today, so you must love one another. Everybody in every church, they always get along so well, and they always love one another, and they talk to each other, and they don't ignore somebody else, right? At some point in a church that I've been associated with, which could be my field-ed church when I was still at seminary, my vicarage congregation, my last congregation down in Marshfield, here, from here, or in Cuba, I have at least once received either a text message, a Facebook message, a letter, a phone call, or had a personal conversation with somebody who wants to know how at that church, which could be anywhere, how are we supposed to welcome new members in when we don't even welcome each other, when we don't even love one another, when we ignore people and only talk to the people that we like, only greet those we get along with, and even there are those who might turn away when you go try to talk to them. Can you believe that happened in a church? Actually, this has happened, where I've heard this, in more than one church. I'm not going to say where or when, but it has happened. I love the greetings here because it gives everyone a chance to talk to someone another, are to greet one another. You guys do that really well here. In St. Paul, they've just started doing that recently because one of the people there wanted to have that done. But do we really love one another, even if we're saying hi to them? Are we just saying hi and greeting them because, well, if I don't, people might notice? Are there people we are ignoring when we're greeting them or at any times? Are we truly loving one another the way God wants us to love others? Sometimes it's difficult. You know what? It is difficult. Once Adam and Eve brought sin into the world and sin into our hearts, it makes it where we sometimes might have a desire to sin. We don't want to sin usually, but sometimes we might get a desire to sin. Sometimes we might think, you know what, it won't be so bad, and then I'll ask for forgiveness. And then when you ask for forgiveness, are you really, truthfully sorry? Because if you think, oh, well, I could go ahead and do it, then God will forgive me when I ask for forgiveness. I don't know. That's sure not loving even yourself. If you're not loving yourself, how can you love others? If you're not loving God, how can you love others? Because if you're doing that, you're not loving God. You're making him, you think you're making him do what you want, and not what he wants, which is for us to love one another. I'm going to be honest with you. I, on one of those two occasions, I was really surprised. Because I had not noticed anything like that at that place, at that church. The other one, I wasn't surprised at all. Not at all. But the thing is, if I see something like that, I should go and talk to the person who I notice is not doing, is not acting warmly to another, who is ignoring another. And guess who else? Elders, that's also your responsibility to look for and try to notice these things. And each other. If you see someone ignoring someone, you could go up to that person, gently say, I'm sorry, I didn't see you talking to so-and-so. Gently. And they might not even realize that they did it. Love one another. Just as in Christ, God has loved us. Forgive one another. Someone has done something to you, and they ask for forgiveness. Forgive them. Forgive one another just as God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a difference between loving somebody and enabling somebody. If you see something doing something, you could talk to them in love and let them know what they did was not right. But if you pay no attention to it, or you think, oh, it's okay, it wasn't that big, then you're enabling somebody, which is not showing love to them. If you really truly love somebody, you don't want to enable them. Because if you're enabling them, you're not helping bring them back into God. You're saying whatever you're doing is okay. I had a meeting with the elders the other day at St. Paul. And the demonstrations at the colleges were being discussed. And I was like, yes, we should be loving those who are demonstrating, but we shouldn't be telling them. Peaceful demonstrations is different than taking over buildings and doing things like that. And we need to let them know we love you, but we're not going to tell you that that is okay, because that would be enabling people. And that would not be loving and enabling someone. We're able to love because God has given us in His Holy Spirit to be able to love one another. And He has shown to us us in love by word and sacrament. His word, the Bible. His word that you heard today. His words of absolution when you confess your sins. His words that the Holy Spirit, I pray, is giving to me to speak to you about God's love for you. His words that we receive when we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who suffered and died, who laid down His life for His friends, us, so that we might have eternal life. The Holy Spirit has given us the faith that comes from God, to believe in His promises and to love one another. And isn't that a wonderful gift from God, that we're able to love one another? Even ones that might have done something to us, we're able to love them. We're able to speak to them gently and say, what you did, I did not appreciate. I just want you to let you know so that you might correct it. Or you might, you know, do something saying, I'm sorry. And if someone comes up to you and says, I didn't like what you said to me. Okay, so I'm sorry, but I didn't, you know, and truly mean it. Say, I'm sorry. Let me know what I did so that I won't do that again. And truly apologize. But love. God loves you. Like we sang last week, God loves me dearly. He grants me salvation. God loves me dearly. God loves you dearly. And which should lead us to love to tell the story to others, not just the ones we see here, but to go out and love one another. Jesus, He suffered and died for you. And on the third day, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And then on Ascension, which is this coming Thursday, we observe it, He ascended into heaven. And so He's now sitting at His right hand. And He's ready. He's preparing a place for all who believe in Him out of His great love for each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.